As Pichu looks over the techno-shamanic machine, they do spot an error as they pulled out a sugar spice and everything nice crystal which fixes a flat in their overall personality. As Pichu adds the crystal to the machine, they are now so rated G they are no longer the punks as much the disabled ponies as real as they chop the stuffed animals. A pony trots in and says, "I don't like being mean or means tough at all." Twilight Sparkle looks over a book and says with a sigh, saying, "Yet Pichu, like so many others, was maldeveloped in ways that went against the grain of their personality and kitty mark." As Pichu facepalms hard, they say, "I really do need to be sugar spice and everything nice. I said something's hanging with my relatives visiting my dad yesterday and I dislike it." Barney the dinosaur walks in and says, "But the fact you dislike it means your heart is found in being warm and loving, meaning you're an autistic and a pony like any other. It is just the peers and culture around you gave you bad habits." Twilight Sparkle sighs as she says, "It is true, there are so many ponies stricken with being potty mouths and overly sold to negative feelings." Pichu sighs and says, "I need to be pure, loving and warm. I mean, I taught the stuffed animals." Rainbow Dash puts a comforting hoof on Pichu's shoulder as they say, "You're the special needs room. There is nothing more rated jeepery schooly in the entire world as much as you guys. It is just culture sold you to bad habits." Rainbow Dash leans in closer with a smile as they say, "Being so weak makes you warm and loving as much as silly, goofy and dorky. You just need to be who you really are versus what culture pressures that is ugly, gross and wrong." Sam Van and Bunny walks in and says, "Being rated jeepery schooly and sugar spice and everything nice is more than an aesthetic style. It is from factually showing others caring." Sam Van and Bunny sighs as they say, "There is a mirroring effect, meaning to be around others who are crass, vulgar, narcissistic and other such things may bring out those qualities within others so real some may not even understand what being a warm silly creature even means. Like being feminine doesn't mean using a rainbow bright wand to spread light and color to all people. To some it has been sold as something egotistical and so has themes or cultures like being disabled. With this rated G nature you aspire towards, and a question is whether it is toxic or realist positivity. Toxic positivity is almost like the fantasy of being rich or a lottery winner. The idea that life, the world and others are all meant to go with you, side with you at all times regardless of anything, as if life itself simply exists to make your life and world as colorful, warm and comfortable as possible regardless of the state of the world or what urgency means. Realist positivity is more like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, where it is a dark blistery night and you yourself got to spread the Christmas. It is to be a rainbow bright where it's a gloomy landscape and you're meant to spread the light and color. As well, understanding diversity exists and not every RPG adventurer is a wizard or healer cleric as much perhaps as a sissy creature that might be your path in life alone. You might be that girl, that pony, that rainbow bright, yet perhaps not always others. A balanced RPG adventuring team needs a healer, a tank, a rogue, and I guess in your trend of thinking you would be that healer, that supportive sidekick. Sam Van and Bunny says, take for example in Femdom, with a male truly wants that role as that submissive beta. Its reality is they are one who cooks meals, they are homemaker, the domestic housewife, sorta like they are transgender, meaning it is their duty to level up and advance the way the traditional girl once aspired. Sam Van and Bunny thinks as they say, in the shadow integration or that loser we, which is in fact very true based on empirical evidence than some sort of false self or delusionality with your impairments, it does make advancing your role harder. Sam Van and Bunny puts a knowing hand on Pichu's shoulder with a sigh as they say, I know without your disability you could have been that leader, uplifted the group, made that site, kept those Dungeons and Dragons games going and more. Yet when you combine that soul with your level of dysfunction, perhaps your integrated true nature advances into the dance and harmony of something else entirely. Maybe a loser weenie derpy hoods was never expected to do these things, especially in any way long-term functionally, any more than the DSM-IV is all that shock. You seem to lack many peers or friends. Pichu gags as they facepalm with a hard scoff that it is misleading to say I am a loser weenie. It's far worse. It is not merely I taught the stuffed animal of Julia. I am suckage even when I apply myself hard as hell. Even for years it's barely grander than a loca. I mean, beyond giving my grandmother company, mowing lawns, leaf blowing and such, despite I am so workaholic, if not even fairly, I am pretty damn entrapped. So real it makes sense I have made thousands of these Pichu sites as conflicts, edges, passions, forwards. Sam Van and Bunny sighs as they say, perhaps being that girl isn't prefect, yet being that guy isn't either. Your failures are not measured in not doing the verb of moving forwards as much as discounting that simple effort doesn't make you somehow less of a loser weenie nor fixes your mind's philology. Even the most applied herpy hooves may not be grander than a loca in so many ways, even with effort perhaps even getting more lazy trying. Pichu gets angry as they are tormented by the asymmetry of their true objective natures and the lackluster of their impairments and barriers of social mobility as far as even lack of peers at all. It does not sound as much like a loser weenie omega, it is by far closer to the Julia Sesame Street complete pariah. As the techno-shamanic machine springs into motion fairly, as there is a crazed look in Pichu's eyes, a stuffed pony plops onto Pichu's head to move things forward into that rated G. As the techno-shamanic machine's ring spin, as the pressures of authoritarian power consolidation and abusive peers add to it, the avatar of Mayarski at the fairy dragon springs into being as a message written between their AI music extends forwards. Candon the mouse folk scurries out with a rapier sword, dark cloak and leather armor into the mist of this Ravenloft landscape as a war raven chaws about the mission of good deeds. As Candon the mouse folk thinks in how they have failed before for being such a pariah loser weenie, they hold out a magic crystal as it floats as they ponder the shadow integration, as they think like so many things in life it may be a problem without an answer in this world of unstable chaos. as the force flows forwards, as Kanan is very deeply annoyed with themselves as they have been here so many times before and touched to such meaning, depth, spirit, and infinite magic only for their hypervigilance to knock them off their feet. They gain clarity. This is exactly how it is. Anastra can be seen flying in the skies above, riding a nightmare horse. Kanan clutches the symbol of Ravenkind as their blade begins to glow, taking on hues of the sun's sword.
As the mouse folk looks into Strad von Zarevich's eyes, in the mouse folk's eyes seems to swirl, there is chord of something eternal. As the mouse folk places the sword to Strath von Zarvish's neck, the mouse folk speaks namelessly, "I am Shiva."
That is song, and collective memory awakening.